Minha Masayim, one of 200. What does that mean? Mimoiser shtei moyes. From what's left over of 200, shenishtayir of a bor. That was left over in the bor. So Rashi explains here it has to mean negated in the nesochim for the yayin. And the question where yayin was had to be bottled, bimasayim, one in 200, to say that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, mikan liyorla shebetelu bimasayim. There we have an asmachta to say that orla, or fruits that were grown the first 3 years, that's asatid, if it falls into other fruits, even though midirais, it's like a bottle chad betrayed, but midirabonin, you have to have one in 200 till it's bottled. That's why we have this shear here of 200. Rashi says, al korchoch, yiras mikan lorla, Rashi dilav, bishi isser muruv, but if not for the fact there's an isser moved in here, amai matrich mesayim, why do you have to have 200 for? Well, beyond the Safri Nafkul and Shapra, they all look like Karen Batelum the Messiah, who learned that from other places also, and this is also part of this Machta. But, Vaita Vidashkim Mimashki Yisrael, it has to be also something Roy Fenesachim, something that's Mutter for a regular Yisrael to drink, if not for the Yisra Hegdish on it. Vidashkim Min Hamutter Yisrael, it has to be something that's Mutter for Yisrael to drink. Mikan Amru, from here we learn out, Ein Mevi Nesachim Min Atevum. If you want to bring it, for Nesachim, you want to bring your wine, it can't be wine that's tevel that didn't take off, you didn't have Truma Samayasa taken off yet. Because that's also even without the Yisra Hegdish, or Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. Therefore, it's not Roy to be brought for Nesachim. Now, with Darshanir Yoch, Ullah Yavim Min Amuksa, I would think, who then if you want to bring a korban for the Tumid? You can't bring a korban animal. That's Muksa that you were not making before Shabbos, it was pasturing in the fields for a few days already. You did not have your mind on it to use it. I would think you can't use it. Amarta, we say no. It's only also Mimashki Yisrael, something dumi de tevel. Ma tevel, just like this is a tevel, these fruits, that were grown on Eretz Yisrael. Miyuchet, she is a gufa gorem loy, it's also machmas atzma, the guf. The fruit itself is also teeth before you took off Trumas Amisis. Is af kol, any Yisrael has to be the same way, she is a gufa gorem loy. That's an Isser in the Chayfus itself. This Zach is an Isser. Yotso Muksa, Mashenkin, an animal, that's Muksa. That you didn't have Das, you didn't have in your mind to use it before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. Shein Isser Gufa Gormler, there's nothing really wrong with the animal itself. The animal itself of Adar is Mutter. El Isser Dovaracha Gormler, there's some other type of an Isser that's Gormit. This Isser of Muksa. Rashi says Isser Dovaracha means Shabbos. Now, V'yarmut, if you're going to tell me, you want to tell me Rabba holds, that Issa Muksa is the Raisa, that means the Raisa from the Pasuk Vayyab Yomashishi V'chinu. We darshan, you can only use things on Shabbos that had Achana before Shabbos. And something you were not making before Shabbos. You're not allowed to use Midi Raisa on Shabbos. So, B'zoi, Mali Yisa Gufa, Mali Yisa Dobracher. What's the difference of Tevel? That's also Machmas Atzmoy, that the Peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat before you take off Trumas Amaisris. Here also, Muksa. What do I care if it's because of Shabbos that it's also? But I call upon on Shabbos, you want to tell me it's also Midiraisa to have any enjoyment from Muksa. So why is it Mutter to bring a korban Hatomid from Muksa? Elamai, you have to tell me that Muksa Midiraisa is Mutter. That's Pshat here. That Muksa is not also Machmas Atzma. It's not also Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you are allowed to use this animal even though you were not making it before Shabbos. It's only also Midirabonim. So military is Kashan Rabba. What's this fifth Malkish you get over here? You can't say you burnt the wood of Atzei Muksum. What's wrong with burning Muksadika wood, Midiraisa, it's Mutter? You can't get Malkus. Malkus means it's also Midiraisa. For you to have another Kash on you. For Atu, the Yarmut, you goofa Rabba once said, Chilik Malachis Leshabis. On Shabbos, if you do different Malachis, different ones of the Lamates Malachis, each one separately, you chayiv a special chatis for each one separately. Other the ain is chilat malachis liyomtif. Mashenken again to yomtif, even if you do a few malachis, you do not get a few separate malachis in, but rather only one. There's ain chilat malachis l'shabbos, like Rashi said, for yomtif, I mean. The Rashi, ain chilat malachis liyomtif. Shem also shtein malachis b'mezid. You did two malachis b'mezid. Ain loike shtein. You do not get two malachis in. For ocha, now, b'raise here, be yomtif kaminin. We're talking about on yomtif. You want to tell me now, Rabbi, you hold your chayiv too here. Mishum muksa or mishum avashu gid be yomtiv. And that can't be according to you, Rabbi, because you goof old ain't chilik malachas for yomtiv. So you can't get two malachas in for yisur yomtiv. So we're back to the kasha. How do you have five maltis in here? Why? If you say hoyel, you shouldn't be osir. You shouldn't be a fifth maltis. But there it says, el apek havara. Don't say yichayif havara for burning the wood, because for burning the wood, avadu, it's mutim midiraisa, because you have the svara from hoyel. Hoyel, if you would use this burning wood for a davar shel heter. No, v'ayel atzi asherah. But put in rather the wood came from an avodah zorah, from atzi asher, from a tree that the goyim worship. V'yazorah mihocha, there's a beferish alav, not to use it. Here, the pasuk says by avodah zorah, v'lo yidbak v'yodicho mu'uma min hacherim. You can't have any hano at all from avodah zorah. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rovol Abaye. So Rav Acha b'rei the son of Rabba said to Abaye, v'nilke nami mishum v'loi sovi to evel b'secha. You want to tell me something about avodah zorah? By avodah zorah, there's another lav. You can't bring it into your house. So if you're burning now with the Satsi Hashayram, there should be six malchus in. Not only five, there should be six. So Marian says, Elo apek havora, rather at the beginning, take out the lav to havora for burning the wood on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Because that's smut according to Rabbah, because Shabbos for Abhayil, maybe you would use this burning wood for a davar shel heter. The ayel atzeh hegdish, and rather say you're using wood now that belongs to hegdish. The yazara mihoch, and the reason why you get malchus for this lab. The yashureyem tisra fun veish, that what a getchka an avodah zorah that you're supposed to burn in fire. But the pasuk ends off lo isasun kein Hashem lekechem. You're not allowed to do this something that belongs to Hashem hegdish. You're not allowed to burn Hegdish's wood. If you go and burn wood, shall Hegdish, you're over this lav. That's where you get that's the fifth malchus here. Tomorrow, Omar Romi Bar Choma. Hod the Rav. Chizda v'rabo. That's that you have a machlokes between Rav Chizda and Rabba. If you cook or bake on Yom Tov for Choyl, do we say the Sforah from Choyl Iboy Mikle Orchim? That's Mutti Midiraisa, that's Rabbit Sforah. Or do you hold like Rav Chizda? No, to say that you get malchus for that. You don't know the Sforah from Hayom, is Machlokes to Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Chura, this is the Machlokes now Mishnah between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Elezer, Savar Amrin and Hayom. Rabbi Elezer is the one that says that you should not quarrel of shame first, but rather first go and bake it. The question is, how can you go and bake it? Are you baking something that's going to be challah, that's not edible? But there it says, you say Hayom. Rashi Amrin and Hayom. That Afagav, the Seifel, Hafashachas Mehen, Lechallah. Even though eventually you take off one bread here, one matzah for challah, then in such a Torah b'davar shein royal achila, or b'zoy, how can you bake that one matzah? It's not royal to eat. After the walk, still we say amrin and hoyel. V'boyer le'mafresh chod lechali. You still say a hoyel. If maybe the person would have not taken off a whole matzah for challah, elabot samikol chod v'chod. It's possible if you bake 10 matzahs here, from each matzah take off a piece for challah.
Therefore, each piece of matzah you could say this is mutter for you to use, because this is a matzah that's not going to go completely for challah, but rather to say he'll take off challah from each one separately, a little piece. So that's Rabbi Elezer's svara to say you said it's from hill. Therefore, he says don't be korol of shame first, because then it's also to bake it. Rather, first go and bake it, and then korol of shame. If you have Yeshua, some of Yeshua holds no, that's not an etzah. First to bake it, because if he holds, because it's also to bake it, because you have to be afraid one of them is going to be challah. You don't say the svara from hoyel. If Yeshua sav lo yamrin in hoyel, therefore if Yeshua says you're not allowed to bake the dough, but rather just leave this dough, let it become chometz. You're having chometz in yas on Pesach? No, that's the din of the Mishnah. Lo yizdehu chometz shemuzir olehel. Since it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hegdish. It has a shame chal on it. It's not yours, and it's not the kohen's yet. Therefore, nobody's over by your own by your motzi. That was Rabbi Yeshua's svara. And then Rabbi Elezer says, no, you said a svara from Hill. So Amar Rav Papa says, no. Vidilma, no. Vidilma maybe at kan loikam Rabbi Elezer hosam the Yarmin and Hill. When does Rabbi Elezer now Mishnah say you say a svara from Hill that you are allowed to go and bake all this dough? Even though we know eventually, later on, you're going to have to take off some challah from one of them, but we don't say you'll take off one for challah, that was also, but rather from each one you take off a little bit. When do we say this svara? El debidno de ko'ayin le tanuro, ko'chode v'chode chazle le didei. B'shash, you're putting every single matzah in separately into the oven, each one is possible to say, this is not going to be the challah. So you have a heter to put each one in. It looks like you're doing the double, you're being Isaac in the double shall heter. So even though you have to come on to hoyil, we say hoyil. Aval hocho, mashrenkin machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, when you are baking now in your mind to use for tomorrow, aval hocho del orchimu de chozi, the didelo chozi, for the person himself, he already had his sudis yomtif, he's not going to eat anymore. It's not roid this food for he himself. So you're baking now for tomorrow for chol. What do you want to tell me? Maybe guests will come in. No, I'll tell you. Maybe here we do not say hoyl. In other words, maybe only by the svar of chal in the Mishnah. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says to say the svar from hoyl, because every matzah you're putting into the oven to bake, you have a right to say this is not going to be the challah. So everyone is roy for you to use really. Mashenkin over here, where you want to say, you really, it's not roi for you to eat, because you finished your meal already on Yom Tif. We're talking about Yom Tif in the afternoon. So you're baking now for the sake of tomorrow, or chayil. What do you want to say? It's mutter, because maybe you give it to the Orchim, but no, since for you it's not roi, maybe here you don't set a svar from chayil. So maybe the two svars are not totally zebezeh. Weiter. And Omar Ashisha braid the Ravidi. Fidil Maloyi, another svar why the two machlekes are not totally zebezim. I'll tell you maybe Atkan up until here loy kom Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua only said hosam de loy aminon hoyl, that you did not say hoyl in the Mishnah. Reb Yeshua says no, you're not allowed to bake the dough first. El deiko chodad loy chazi lo ledi day v'lo liyorchin. He says you can't bake this challah right now because one is going to be challah, and the one that's challah is not roy for you to eat and not for the yorchin. Nobody could eat this challah. That's why he's more machmir. Aval hocha tayyid chozi miyu liyorchim mashenken rabbi svara when you are baking on Yom Tov for tomorrow. Since it's possible though that maybe guests will come in, and then you will decide to serve them this to chozi miyu liyorchim ein lochin nam yaminin hoyl. Maybe here you do say hoyl. So the kids of these two machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether this dough, you're allowed to bake it right now before you took off challah, or not, or the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Chisda are not totally zebezeh. So the Gemara Amru, Rabbonin came to Rabbi Yimya. The Rabbonin said over in front of Rabbi Yimya, for Rabbi Zera, for came to Rabbi Yimya, Rabbi Zera. He said over in front of Rabbi Yimya and Rabbi Zera. Is Rabbi Yirmiyah Kibla? Rabbi Yirmiyah was Makabal to say that the Machlaikasin are not totally Zebazir. Rabbi Zerah like Kibla. Zerah was not Makabal though. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zerah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zerah, Milsa the Kasha Lon. You had a Kasha. What's like a Pshat here? For Yasya Kamishon, for a long time he had this question. But my plegi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. What's the Machlaikas now Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Why does Rabbi Lezer say, first bake it and then Koral of Shame? And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't bake it. Or the hashta amar to mishmei the gava rabba loy nekable. But now I told you over the name of a gava rabba, a big person, that this is the pshat. The machlokes says if you say hoyl or not. Why don't you want to be mekable it? That Rabbi Yeshua says you say the svar from Rabbi Lezer says you say the svar from hoyl. That when you want to put each one into the oven, you have a right to do it, even though one is going to be chalom. Because hoyl, if you will not take off one matzah for a chalom, but rather you take off a little bit from each one. So why don't you want to be mekablet? Or Malay, so he answered back, Hechi Akabla, how can I be mekablet? To Tanina, we learned like this. Oh Malay Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvorech, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, Harayu Oivim Yeshum, Loisasakom Locha. You're being over, Loisasakom Locha. You're doing a malacha? You're baking? You have no right to bake the challah. Vishosakle, and Rabbi Eliezer kept quiet. He didn't answer back. Now, Vyi Isa, if you can tell me the pshats from Rabbi Eliezer is, to be held as far from Hoyom, if you would take off challah from each one separately. So it's not called you being over the Malacha. Lamelay. So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Lamelay should answer back and say, time of the day, Mishum Hoyom. That's good for my reasoning. The reason why I say there's no Malchus is because you say Hoyom. Omalay, Sir Abzeri, Sir Rabbi Shua, and so Rabbi Yemi answered back. Well, the time that according to your Tam, hold it to Nineveh Breisa. I'll issue another Kasha from another Breisa. Now the Breisa says, Oh, Malay Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer now talks back to Rebbe Yeshua. Lidvorech, according to you, Rebbe Yeshua, that you say this is not chometz, that you muzer aleim, harei yuevim yishum ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. They said no. Like you, Rabbi Yeshua says, don't bake it. Just let it become chametz. So Rabbi Eliezer tying it back to Rabbi Yeshua, you should know you're being over the lava by your own by your motzi. Fishosek lay, Rabbi Yeshua kept quiet. Is a chura chochi namid lay hadi lay. Here also you want to tell me Rabbi Yeshua was maskim to the kasha and didn't have a teretz? Chokam hadlay b'mas nisim. Our Mishnah says clearly the teretz for this. What does our Mishnah say? This ditnan. We learned in our Mishnah loy zehu chametz. This was of Yeshua's teretz, that this chametz, even though you don't bake it, you just let it rise, become this dough. You let it rise to become chametz, there's nothing wrong with it. Because if you mafresh challah, you first say, reizu chalom, challah doesn't belong to you anymore. It's only to give it to the kohen, and the kohen didn't receive it yet. So he answers himself, there's no bayiro, bayimotzein, because this chametz does not belong to you. The pasuk says, lo yiro lecho. You can't see something that belongs to you. Here, since you made it challah, this doesn't belong to you. So, what in the b'raisa was if Yeshua shosek, he kept quiet, how come he didn't answer the same way he answers the Mishnah? Ella, what do you have to answer? What do you have to say? Shosek lay b'braisa, it's not the true. In the b'raisa, when Rabbi Eliezer asked the kasha to Rabbi Yeshua, he kept quiet. But why? Because the mahadah lay b'mas nisim. Because he was saying that he relied on what he already answered in the Mishnah. So you're asking me a question, if I let this dough just rise and become chametz, there's bayiro? No, there's no bayiro here. This chametz doesn't belong to me. As I'll tell you, walking on with the same thing the opposite way. Back to Rabbi Eliezer. Eimer shosel lebe masnitzin. Rabbi Eliezer kept quiet in the braisa. V'yahad lebe mechot achriti. And he asked him someplace else. In other words, you, Rabbi Yeshua, is asking Kasha back to Rabbi Eliezer. How are you allowed to bake this dough first? Before you call it challah, one of these matzahs is going to be challah. You're baking something. It's not tzarach hayom. There should be malchus for that. Rabbi Eliezer should answer back. No, I have my straw to say hayom. I say hayom that maybe I will not take off one matzah. I'll only take off a little piece from each one of them. That gives me a right to bake every one of them. So why did he keep quiet? The third is nechnami. He kept quiet here because he'll answer back in another place. Michul tachriti. Tanya Rabbi Yomer. Rabbi says, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. We pass it in our mission like Rabbi Eliezer. The answer is to go and bake the dough first and then Korolov Shem Chalom. Rabbi Yitzchok Gama Halacha Keben Beseira. He holds no, we pass like Ben Beseira. That what? Rather let it just stay in cold water. Don't do anything for it. You're not allowed to bake it right now because you're being overlapped. It's not edible. And you can't just let it become chametz because he holds that this is chametz. That moves you alehem. So therefore the eight spirits leave it in cold water. So tomorrow now, the kama shirisa. What's considered the shear of dough? Kama shirisa. So Rashi learns the pshat here is shirisa, lolosh b'pesach, to knead on Pesach, below yoser. What's the biggest amount of dough you're not allowed to knead at one point to make like matzahs on Pesach? Shiyochol l'shermi midechimis. That you can still watch it that it won't become chametz. How big can the dough be? Is Rabbi Yishmael ben Yisrael, Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Yechinen ben Baruch Aimer, v'chitin by wheat atay yekavin. One kav of chitim of wheat. That's the largest amount. U'bisarim when you're talking about barley, shloshes kavin. Then you can even make it three kavin, the size of three kavin. Reb Nosim Leimim Mishum, Reb Lozer Chiluf Advarim. Change it just the opposite. If you make it from wheat flour, you can make three kavin out of it. If you make from barley, only one kav. For the Gemara of Atanya, Reb Yishmael Benoish, Reb Yechim Abruk, Leimim, Bechitin Shloshes Kavin, by Chitin Mitaka three kavin, Uvisorin Abo Kavin, and by Sorin, by barley, it's four kavin. Not one, but four. So there's the steer here. Here's the theory. Before we're saying now, Sorin, you can only make one kav. And Rashi explains why by barley. Because you have to say that the barley is kreivim lahachmas yesim and achitim. That it's easier for the barley to become chometz more than chitim. Therefore, chitim, you can make three kavim worth of dough when you're making the matzahs. Mashenka from barley, only one. And here's the theory. Here you say you can make four kavim worth of barley flour. Yes, Murray answers, Lekash, there's no question here. Ho. Here we're talking about bad stuff, bad flour. Here where it's very good flour. Rashi says, the first one's talking about very good flour. but rice, the second one, the sichta bear flour. That three of them is only like two good ones. So that's a teretz. If the Gemara, Dr. Gemara Vaita, Omer HaPopa Shvamin, if merely you have a raya, so Rashi says, to make a chamemka, when you want to sell the flour or the barley, garien, chite, chasichtam, you're worse off with bad type of wheat, michite malisa, from good type of wheat. The difference, in other words, the difference between bad wheat and good wheat is more tfei midigrein from the difference between bad barley, sari, chasichta, bad barley, misari malisam, from good barley. Dilu horsam tilsa. Because by wheat, there's a third difference between good and bad. V'ocha river, and here there's only a quarter difference between good and bad. The Rashi says, Shema minli nimekach memcha. Garian chitech chasichto mimal yisa tvei mimai the garian and sara sifte mimal yisa dilu bechito ketoni betoivo is kabayim. With good ones it could use to make two kabayim out of it. Obruyas with bad ones shloisha kabin. Alma gari yitilsa it's less a third. Vilu besari bashen kein by bali hatoivo is it can make shloisha kabin. Veruyas abo like a gari sailor river. It's only one quarter difference. There's a bigger difference between the bad and good wheat, between the good and bad of barley. Vavaita, Omar Rav, Rav says, Kaba milugno lepischa v'chein l'chalam. This kab that comes from the place milugno, that's the exact measurement how big the dough could be to make the matzahs on Pesach, v'chein l'chalam. That's the same chiv we have, how much dough you need to be mechayv yourself to give challah from it. This is Ladavka and Pesach. There's a din in the whole year. This is the size, how much you have, how much dough you have, to be mechayev, to have the chiyuv, to take off challah from it. And the Gemara explains, what is this year? So the Gemara says, Chameshes Reboyim Temach.